Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Who's your guy?
The Bernstein and Holmes Show presents another edition of Who's Your Guy?
My guy is a guy no one's talking about. My guy is Johnny Wilson, wide receiver, Florida State.
All right. Nobody's talking about this.
Strengths.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
This is already in strengths.
Oy. My guy, defensive tackle from the University of Texas. Byron Murphy II.
I'd sit back, relax, and enjoy this one.
Negatives.
Goofy pants and a fat ass.
Who's your guy?
My guy is Rocky Lombardi, quarterback from Northern Illinois.
He's very low on the list of quarterbacks. He's been in college since 2017. Weaknesses.
Recon killed him.
My guy, Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU.
Loose route runner with flailing arms and limbs.
What is that guy doing?
I have been banned for my lifetime from Lake Ontario. Don't ask.
Who's your guy with Bernstein and Holmes on the score?
This is it right here. We got a special treat coming up for you after we conclude 2024 Who's Your Guy. Big thanks, as always, to Dane Brugler and all the staff at The Athletic that helps him put together The Beast. He is the engine. It is his work that powers our content for Who's Your Guy. Well, that and, of course, the Adam Studzinski sound drops that make it an annual tradition. And we get started for segment number one with Nick on the score. Nick, who's your guy?
Hi, Marshawn Nealand, Edge, Western Michigan.
Marshawn Nealand, 6'3", 267 pounds, fifth-year senior. Strengths.
He's a yak machine.
Yak machine. Looks the part with NFL size and length. Flashes twitch in his upfield attack and rushes with brute power. Uses his full arm extension, heavy hands, and hip snap to bully blockers at the point of attack and gain an immediate leverage. Maintains hard charging energy through contact, sets a hard edge, processes quickly, and makes disciplined run reads. Weaknesses.
I think it's about anything. Gidget happened to like grapes, you know, so... You know, I think without going through her whole diet.
They killed Gidget. Lacks ideal bend at the top of his rush. Initial quickness is better than his counter quickness. Pass rush instincts have improved, but still developing. Saw a lot more double teams and chips on his 2023 tape, and it was a learning process for him. Can be washed out at times when he is reduced inside. His high effort play style can lead to missed tackles in the backfield. In summary, overall, Nealand is a still taking classes in the art of the pass rush student, but he is charged up into contact and displays twitch throughout his frame, which allows him to defeat blockers in different ways. He projects as a starting base end whose best football is yet to come. A first or second round projection, 32 overall.
Well, some of these, and you, as you notice, there's a lot more first or second round projections than there are first or second rounders when all is said and done.
Well, I mean, there was what? Were there 16 picks of offense before a defender was taken last night?
We will never see that again, ever.
Next is Blake, or Balake, on Sports Radio 670. Blake, who's your guy?
My guy is Chris Jenkins, defensive tackle from Michigan.
Chris Jenkins is 6'2 and a half, 299 pounds. Strengths?
He is my neighbor. I get the window from a glass. He must get the window from a glass. I get the cloak radio. He cannot afford. Great success.
Stout, compact body type, evenly distributed bulk. Able to leverage single blocks with a leg drive and initial charge to reset the line of scrimmage. Plays square against the run. Violent, strong hands at contact to stack, peak, and make stops as a two-gapper. Excellent body control and finishing power as a tackler. Has range as a pass rusher. Secondary quickness to finish. Shows off ankle flexion when running stunts and games. Was only 235 as a high school senior. Worked hard to develop muscle and add mass. High effort player, energy tank always full, jovial by nature on and off the field. Was voted a team captain. J.J. McCarthy once said he's got a spirit inside of him that can't be kept in. Started every game the last two seasons, playing through injuries. Has a understanding of what it takes to play professional football based on upbringing and NFL bloodlines. Weaknesses.
You suck. Go to hell. Don't come back. We don't need you.
Not very broad, lacks ideal length, likely maxed out around 300. Negative reps, a result of getting caught high with pad level, can be turned and uprooted by double teams, inconsistent rush plan and counters, looks to use inside swim or hand swipe, but move-to-move transitions lack cohesion. Below average backfield production, never had more than two sacks in a season. Battled an eye infection that gave him limited vision out of his right eye that affected his play. In summary, Jenkins might never be a high-production interior player, but he's light on his feet and heavy with his hands with the do-my-job mentality that NFL defensive coordinators appreciate. He projects as an NFL starter as a one-gapping tackle on the interior or two-gapping strong-side defensive end. A second-round grade on Michigan defensive lineman Chris Jenkins. Here is Leroy on the score. Leroy, who is your guy?
My guy is Karan Amagaji, offensive tackle, Yale University, by way of Hinsdale Central High School.
Very good job on the pronunciation of that. Karan Amagaji, 6'5", 323 pounds. Fourth-year senior out of Hinsdale Central. Strengths.
I admire the work ethic.
Outstanding size with elite arm length and body strength. Profile that can be molded. Clean, efficient movements at the snap with basketball feet and accurate landmark depth. I just kept thinking, basketball feet. I got a basketball feet. Able to naturally sink his hips and play with Ben. Keeps his hands reach in front of him to maintain distance with pass rushers, locks on in the run game and drives his feet, runs the shoot well from a three-point stance. Weaknesses.
Nerd!
Technical approach has improved but remains a work in progress. Still learning how, when to adjust his set points based on the type of rusher he is facing. Needs to keep his guard up versus slow-developing rush moves that lull him into settling his feet. Not a polished blocker in terms of angles, plays physical in the run game, but needs to be meaner and impose his will. You got to get mean! You got to get angry! In summary, overall, Amagaji is a raw prospect who needs technical and strength work before he sees live NFL reps. But his physical ingredients and competitive drive are the foundational elements that pro coaches want to develop. He projects as a backup left tackle as a rookie who has all the tools to gradually develop into an NFL starter. Third round grade, number 87 overall.
Four.
Oh, Karan Amagaji. My guy.
You know it's who's your guy when we hear from Pat. I know what school this person probably attended. Pat, who's your guy today?
My guy is the cheetah, Chris Braswell, edge rusher from, you guessed it, Alabama.
Roll damn tide.
Chris Braswell, 6'3 and a third, 251 pounds. Strengths.
Sack machine.
Functional length and violent hands. Two-time member of Bruce Feldman's Freaks list. Clocked at 21.9 miles per hour and squatted 705. Yikes. Quality get off, aggressive upfield charge. Most effective rush move is a well-leveraged long arm to get blockers going in reverse. Uses a well-timed stab and strong swipes to knock down blockers' reach. Lateral quickness leads to effective tackle end stunts and twists. Heavy tackler, dogged pursuit skills, greets pullers with a lead shoulder, or might be lead shoulder. I like them both. Stays active with his punch to separate from blockers at the point of attack. Reads the backfield well, shows fluidity in lower half. Smooth redirects to string out wide runs. Had two blocked kicks on special teams. Played starter-level snaps, led the team with three forced fumbles. Weaknesses.
I don't think we have enough alcohol or enough time to talk about that one.
Doesn't have commanding size. Can be engulfed at times by big-bodied blockers. Has some tightness when attempting to turn the corner, hindering his ability to wrap or bend the tackle's outside shoulder. One-speed rusher, must add more moves to his arsenal. Needs to be more disciplined as a finisher with too many borderline late hits on his tape. Two roughing the passer penalties and ejected for targeting in 2023. Inexperienced as a drop cover player, although he has the athleticism to improve in this area. In summary, Braswell is slightly undersized and still a work in progress in several areas, but his first step quickness and ability to convert speed to power are solid starting points for a developmental pass rusher. Has the down-the-road starting potential. Reminds me of the Cincinnati Bengals' Joseph Asai when he was coming out of Texas. A second to third round grade on Alabama pass rusher Chris Braswell.
Roll down tight.
That too. Dave, you are on the score. Dave, who's your guy? Hello, Dave.
Dave, who's your guy?
Aneem Dankwa, tackle, Howard.
Aneem Dankwa, 6'7.5", 349 pounds.
Hello.
Was a no-star high school recruit. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, strengths.
Wow, what a mustache. Oh, my God. See you guys. Have a good night.
Massive size. You don't need his jersey number to spot him on tape. Broad shoulder and comfortably carries 350 plus pounds. Moves lighter than expected with the lateral quickness to mirror edge rushers. Gains ground quickly as a pass in his pass slides and works hard to maintain knee bend. Able to beat up bull rushers and spit them out. Steers defenders in the run game once he gets his hands on them. This sounds really good. Hold on, though. Weaknesses.
It always sounds really good. They're all like pharmaceutical ads. This drug will save your life. This drug will kill you. You must take this drug. Don't, under any circumstances, take this drug.
Weaknesses. He lived with his mother till he was 40. She tried to poison his oatmeal.
Erroneous. Erroneous. Erroneous on both counts.
Upright plays top heavy. Maintaining steady weight needs to be a priority for his pro career. Can do a better job maximizing his length to keep defenders at his fingertips. And better timing and recoil. Gets in trouble when he oversets, lacking ideal redirect skills for natural recoveries. Needs to improve his efficiency, anticipating and reacting to twists in games. Struggles to control himself out in space. And in the screen game, his field vision and instincts are still a work in progress. Overall, Dankwa is a work in progress as he learns how to maximize his gifts and compensate for his tall center of gravity. But his promising movements and God-given size are the foundation of something the NFL coaching staff can mold. In several ways, he reminds me of an FCS version of DeJuan Jones. Now, remember all that stuff I said about him in strengths? Guess where he's projected? Seventh round pick.
And isn't DeJuan Jones the massive man from Ohio State?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about with Aneem Dankwa.
Here is Will. Will's on the score. Will, one question for you to be answered. Who's your guy?
Sundiata Anderson out of Grambling State University.
Sundiata Anderson out of Grambling State is 6'1" tall, 247 pounds. I'm going to have to figure this out because it's an incomplete scouting report. Positives.
Flat middle-aged Jew.
Had a breakout junior season and strong senior year, long arms, can win in different ways, including with long arm and violent chop moves. His motor and ability to close in pursuit are lasting takeaways from his tape. Negatives.
He's incredibly frail and his arms are weak.
Battled serious health issues his first season on campus. Has a leaner build, needs to get stronger. Overall, Anderson is an underpowered prospect who needs development time, but his light feet, long arms, and pass rush promise are appealing traits. He is listed as a priority free agent. That is Sundiata Anderson of Grambling. Next up is Jay. Jay, you are on Sports Radio 670. Jay, who's your guy?
My guy is Jonah Ellis, edge rusher, Utah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on the wrong page. I thought we were going right to the top there.
Did I screw up?
No. I'm sure it's on me.
Page 181.
Hold, please. Do, 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 do. Jonah Ellis, 6'2".
Not Jenna Ellis.
No.
She's already pleaded guilty.
Jonah Ellis, 6'2", 248 pounds out of Moscow, Idaho. Strengths.
Double-double machine.
Fast off the ball and uses long arms and leverage to create movement at the point of attack. Large, unrelenting hands to aggressively attack blockers and open rush lanes. Has a powerful 6-inch punch. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
And treats tight ends like you would expect.
With love.
Go-to move is an inside spin with a burst to finish. Also looks to introduce cross chops, swims, and rips into the mix to win at the apex of the arc. Weaknesses.
How much does this game really mean to you, and how much would you just like to go grab a couple sacks of cheeseburgers and sit on a beach and smear that grease all over yourself?
Long, angular frame, but lighter than desired and needs to continue developing strength. Still a novice in several pass rush areas, including how to properly counter once initially blocked. Hints of tightness limit easy recoveries versus chips. Struggles to anchor and set strong edges in the run game. Wide body linemen will engulf and move him, negating his pursuit to the football. In summary, overall, Ellis is an inconsistent edge setter in the run game, but he is a threatening with his upfield burst, motor, and skill with his hands in the pass rush. It is encouraging to think of what he can develop into with a full bag of counters. Wouldn't that be great if someone offered you, hey, here are all the counters.
Really?
Wow.
This isn't a full bag.
Is this a spin move in here?
I paid for a full bag of counters.
His pro ceiling is Alex Highsmith-style edge defender, although a high-end sub-package rusher is a more realistic NFL projection. He is a projected third or fourth round pick. That is Jonah Ellis with two S's.
I got to say, guys, the names coming up next. I mean, A++. Yes. Who's your guy? Yeah. Is always good with the names. But these names are amazing. Everyone on this, on the phone lines on hold, great work.
This is why I prefer the post-first round Who's Your Guy. Because now we're getting into the weeds. And if you really like the draft and you're going to be watching all weekend and following along or getting alerts on your phone, now is when it gets fun. So don't go anywhere. The last segment of 2024 Who's Your Guy is next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, powerhouse pairing, 10 to 2 every day.
On 670 The Score.
Who's your guy?
Well, who are you?
So this is it. I mean, we do have a little special button at the end of this that we're going to do just because we want to. But for now, this is your chance. We got a whole weekend's worth of guys, and we're going to ask you who they are, and then we are going to tell you as much as we can about them thanks to Dane Brugler's exhaustive scouting report, The Beast. We will continue with Mike. Mike is on the score. Mike, who is your guy?
My guy is Tanner Bartolini, center, Wisconsin.
You know, I like when we're talking centers. Tanner Bartolini.
It also sounds like something that's great on the menu at Acione. Have you guys had the Tanner Bartolini?
We hand make. It's very good. He is 6'4", 303. Here are his strengths.
Our culture is awesome.
Above average burst and lateral quickness to rapidly reach his landmarks and position himself. Fluid athlete in space. With smooth redirect skills to access various outside zone blocks, pulls, and screens, throws his large hands tight into the chest of gap rushers to clamp and drive them wide. Able to refit and battle, keeping defenders from gaining the upper hand. Competitive finisher who doesn't take his foot off the pedal. Smoothly picks up stunting games and A-gap blitzes. Highly intelligent on and off the field. A 3.98 GPA, a 30 ACT, recruited by Harvard and Yale. Comfortable communicating calls at the line. Offers outstanding positional flexibility, practiced at all five offensive line spots, and logged starts at five different positions. Weaknesses.
He's been in college since 2017. You know,
short-armed blocker and often caught with his upper half overextended. Mediocre square power and body mass can be late establishing his anchor versus bull rushers. Guilty of hurrying his process and allowing his pads to rise, which forces him to recover from awkward angles. Oversetting leaves him susceptible to counters. Long-armed defenders can stack and punch off his frame, especially at the second level. In summary, Bartolini had persistent hiccups on his 2023 tape. Well, I hope they got rid of those. But the guard-to-center transition is rarely immediate, and he offers encouraging upside thanks to his fluidity, intelligence, and technical skill. He projects as an eventual NFL starter with position flexibility across the interior. A third to fourth round grade on Wisconsin center Tanner Bartolini. Here is Dave. Another Dave. Dave, who's your guy?
How you doing, my friend?
Hello.
Hello.
My guy is a running back, cutter slasher, USC, O.J. Simpson.
What? All right, that was the bit. Was that what it was for? The whole.
Yeah, man.
Really? You wasted everybody's time for that?
Just right. A bit.
Okay, great. Daniel, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
I won't waste your time. Sorry. My guy is Braylon Trice, edge out of Washington.
Braylon Trice.
Real name, no gimmicks.
Let's go.
Nicely done, studs.
And completely appropriate with the draft being in Detroit and Eminem kicking off the draft last night with his new friend.
Trice.
Real name, no gimmicks.
Oh, wait, I got him?
Well, I had the last one.
Yeah, but I was ready for the other guy before he asked for OJ.
Right, but it's your
Yeah,
turn.
Nice job by that guy, by the way.
Yes,
real cool. You're so funny, guy.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Are you a cool guy? Yeah, he's doing what cool guys do.
As he wanted Hannibal to be OJ Simpson.
I got page 180 for you there.
Thanks.
180. There you go.
Since we had talked about it, I thought Braylon Trice wrote. Thank you. It actually does sound pretty good on a Friday. He's right next to Jonah Ellis.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Braylon Trice.
Real name, no gimmicks.
6'3½, 245 pounds, out of Sandra Day O'Connor in Phoenix, Arizona. Strengths.
He's a good-looking black man with a LeBron James-style beard.
I was talking about the cop down here that is always pulling people over.
Proportional frame with functional play strength. Uses heavy hands to thud at contact and drive blockers backwards when his pad level stays low. Violent stabs allow him. Oh, he's right about the OJ. Violent stabs allow him to set up ghost moves, quickly taking away his hands to access the blocker's shoulder. Fluid with first two steps to get blockers leaning and set up inside arm moves. Weaknesses.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Limited bend and inconsistent contact balance when attempting to capture the corner. Rigid
in space.
And it takes a beat to redirect his momentum. Lack of agility hinders ability to square up as a tackler, late to discard blocks in the run game, lacking suddenness in stack and shed, too easily caught up inside, and loses leverage versus outside runs. In summary, Trice doesn't have exceptional edge speed or length and needs to be more consistent in the run game. But his athletic urgency and violent play style will help translate his college disruption to the pros. He projects as a scheme-diverse, rotational NFL end. Third-round great, number 82 overall, on Braylon Trice.
Braylon Trice.
Real name, no gimmicks.
Jerry, you are on the score. Who's your guy?
Good afternoon, sir. Too bad the madame is not here with us. My guy is from downstate. Used to be splashed all over the pages of the Daily Egyptian, just like Jason Goff. PJ Jules, safety, Southern Illinois.
Love it. PJ Jules, this is one of the more incomplete scouting reports, but I will do my best as the 36th ranked safety here. He is 5'11", just under 6 feet, 203 pounds. Here are his positives.
You know that about that stage. Wow.
Earned all conference each of his final 3 years. Career best numbers as a senior. A strong rap tackler. He can run the alley with conviction. Handles himself well in the box to make stops at the line. Confident in coverage as an underneath zone defender. Negatives.
He said he looked up and said, no, what can guard me? I got 40 points. I'm like, that's nice. He took 34 shots to get it.
Only adequate burst and adequate change of direction. Late to recover when his eyes get stuck in the wrong place or he's sorting through the play. Overall, Jules is a C-ball, get-ball defender who is consistently around the action because of his flow range and aggressive nature that also shows on special teams.
One could call him a flow rider.
He is listed as a priority free agent. It is PJ Jules, safety from Southern Illinois.
Run the Jules!
We've got
Run the Jewels fast.
We've got one more left, and it is Jeff. Jeff, you are going to close out 2024's edition that answers this question. Who's your guy?
My guy is Audric Estime, running back from Notre Dame.
Audric Estime, 5'11", 222 pounds. Strengths.
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask my dad.
Built like a linebacker with broad shoulders, yoked up arms, chest, and a thick lower half. Runs with effective tempo and vision to find slivers of space at the line of scrimmage. Stays square, getting through downhill cuts with light feet for well-timed lateral cuts. His rumbling and urgent acceleration ignites explosive plays. That is a nice write-up right there.
Isn't he slow, though?
Weaknesses.
I'm fat!
High cut and runs with hints of tightness in his hips. Full speed cuts are more rounded than sharp. Inconsistent start-stop skills hurting his ability to make sudden direction changes. Routes show signs of rigidity. He needs to expand his receiving skills. Has the natural build and strength to be an asset in pass protection, but he can be caught flat-footed and needs to refine his punch timing. Overall, Estime has the build and run power of a downhill grinder, but the vision and cut acceleration of a smaller back, giving him RB1 potential for the NFL, best in a gap scheme. His body type, run talent, and promise on passing downs are reminiscent of former Seattle Seahawks running back Chris Carson. There's a third to fourth round grade on Audric Estime.
Well, that's going to do it. And I just glanced at the overall ranking of running backs here. The very top-ranked running back in the entire draft has a second to third round grade.
Well, I mean, Dan, defenders didn't go until halfway through the first round.
I know.
Where do you think a running back's going to go?
But that's wild. Like, but there's no, like, Bijan Robinson, Saquon Barkley type. That's crazy. Well, that's it, folks. So you know what we're going to do next? We are going to do our first edition because we're going to do this on Monday as well, but we're going to work ahead. Our next segment is going to be Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. These are your guys.
You want the quarterback or the receiver?
I want whoever you don't want, I will take.
I want the receiver.
I'll take the quarterback then, and we will bring you the exhaustive scouting reports on both of these brand new Chicago Bears. So now it gets fun. Now it's like after you buy a car or something and you read all the car and driver reports about how awesome your car is. That's what the next segment is going to be on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
We've got our guy.
Who's your guy?
Uno.
So that was Caleb Williams talking about their guy, and then he was asked by one of the staffers there, who's your guy? Uno, his guy. That's Caleb Williams participating in Who's Your Guy?
Yes.
Asked and answered. So before we get to Caleb Williams, why don't we say, I said, Caleb, who's your guy? She said, who's your guy? And he said, Uno. Uno is Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
6'3", 212 pounds. Strengths.
I am a flush, a wickish.
He is now. Good size athlete with desirable measurables, coordinated pass catcher, and snatches cleanly, very low drop rate past two seasons. Plays exceptionally well through contact, uses his length to make full extension grabs, and his frame to box out to win contested balls. I love this one. Tracks the deep ball like Ken Griffey Jr. patrolling center field.
Pre-injury, I hope.
Obviously.
Okay.
Route running showcases his light feet and body twitch, gliding speed, and toggles his acceleration to stack corners or create late separation. Competes with physicality before and after the catch. Multifaceted and can be a vertical threat, but also a red zone weapon. His track training and conditioning is clear on the football field. Just three career punt returns, but he returned an 83-yard touchdown in 2023. Smart, respected voice in the locker room.
83.
and voted a team captain by his teammates for his final season. Will play through pain. Suffered a broken rib and punctured lung, recovering on onside kick in September, but didn't miss any time. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. You can't breathe. He looked up all of Washington's receiving records after he enrolled and met several of his lofty goals, including breaking Reggie Williams' single-season record for receiving yards. Weaknesses.
He goes, "You mean apples?" I said, "No, I mean applesauce." Is apple juice? I said, "No, applesauce." He said, "I don't know what you're talking about."
Roma Dunze has no weaknesses. No, I'm kidding. Needs to continue expanding his route tree. Average suddenness in short areas and change of direction can occasionally make the first man miss, but his elusiveness is mediocre by NFL standards. Handle press well when he saw it, but jam technique needs continued development. Fumbled twice in 2023. Perimeter run blocking is very up and down, needs more consistency. Just 60 career snaps on special teams coverage. He ain't doing special teams. In summary, overall, Odunze is an above-average height, weight, speed athlete with the pass-catching instincts and competitive focus to be a playmaking NFL receiver. He projects as a true X receiver and has the skill level to elevate his quarterback's play. Stylistically similar to Drake London. The grade is first round, number 6 overall. That is your guy, Rome Odunze.
Draft. We got our guy. We got our guy.
Draft coverage on the score presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Your guy also at number one is Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC. 6'1", 214. I want to add something that was outside of the strengths and weaknesses that probably wasn't read before. It's the final graph of what is referred to as the background section. He was one of the highest NIL earners in college football, with double-digit deals, including Beats by Dre, Mercedes, Neutrogena, PlayStation, and Topps. Williams started his own charity, the Caleb Cares Foundation, which focuses on combating bullying and addressing mental health.
That's great.
Just thought that was great. Strengths.
He's really strong. Will start a fire in the bathroom.
Rare football awareness, impressive pocket mobility, and feel for negotiating the rush to evade defenders in confined spaces. Displays unique ability to quickly set his base and find balance from any platform. Passes come buzzing out of his ear with high RPMs, but he can also adjust his arm angles with ease. Able to create torque on his throws while flat-footed, delivers with both touch and accuracy, regardless if he's making a layered throw or a drive throw, uses the entire field, doesn't lean on specific zones. Comfortable delivering the ball before receivers enter their break. Eyes always up and in pass-first mode when scrambling. At his best with receivers who know how to get open on scramble drills. His teammates call it baller mode. Didn't throw an interception on third or fourth down.
That's insane.
At USC in 199 pass attempts. Reads pressures well pre-snap, knows how to locate his hot reads. Dynamic with zone read and RPO game. Well-built athlete, runs with toughness and balance as a ball carrier. Grew up playing running back and linebacker and never lost that mentality with the ball in his hands. Emotional competitor, exhibits field general leadership qualities on tape.
Weaknesses.
Weaknesses.
That sarcastic Star Trek fan. You must be a devil with the ladies.
Holds the ball loose from his body. Ball security, a major concern in the pocket and as a ball carrier. 16 of his 33 career fumbles came in 2023. Guilty of bypassing singles and doubles as he searches for home runs. Asks too much of his offensive line. 240 of his dropbacks the last two seasons lasted 4-plus seconds. Can get stuck on reads too long. Eyes need to be more efficient and manipulative. Pressure will speed up his process and lead to negative results. Partially responsible for being sacked 84 times over the last 3 years, hastily abandons his passing mechanics, occasionally leaves clean pockets in favor of creation mode. NFL scouts say it'll be important for Caleb to leave no doubt during the interview process that he is all in on football, which I believe he did. In summary, Caleb Williams needs to be more consistent working on schedule from the pocket. But you live with the hiccups because the positives are special with his dynamic passing skills and instinctive ability to create. Though stylistically, he is like a really impressive karaoke-style version of Patrick Mahomes, he is truly unique as a playmaker. The grade is first round, number one overall for the number one overall pick that was made last night by the Chicago Bears. Your new quarterback, Caleb Williams.
We got our guy. We got our guy.
So last night, I was driving to do the show over NBC Sports Chicago. Had a great time over there with Alex and Lance and my guy Ken Davis. We need to get Ken on the show soon. He's just got the pipes, man. And Glenn Morgan, who's our draft expert over there. And I drove Lakeshore Drive. And seeing, like, going past Soldier Field, I saw people lined up for the Bears draft party. And it was so interesting to see how far back people were lined up to get in. They were backed all the way up to the Waldron deck.
The Shane Waldron deck now.
Yeah, I guess it can be the Shane Waldron deck.
Bears.
And it's the Waldron deck until it's gone with the new stadium.
Uh-huh.
It's going to go there.
Pray for it.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Power.
Stay prayed up. It's very important. We learned that.
Take a stadium.
Yeah, apparently. But it was cool. It was cool to see people like that excited. And I was laughing. And I told the guys last night, I said, you guys remember what happened at the draft party with Mike Glennon, right? And they started laughing about that. And then you realize that that's what happened to Kirk Cousins last night.
Pace did it again.
Ryan Pace did it again. Hey, Kirk, I know we signed you to this deal worth $180 million, but we drafted somebody at 8. But unfortunately, they didn't tell Kirk that.
Or the owner.
He just found out.
They didn't tell the owner. The owner walked over to the GM. He's like, yeah, what are we doing?
I hear that right? I know I'm old, but did I hear right that we drafted a quarterback at 8?
Who took who with the what now?
Instead of, I don't know, trading down to get more picks.
And then taking that guy if you wanted him so bad.
Correct.
Hey, he got paced.
We got our guy.
Well, they think they got their guy, and we got our guy.
We do. Before, I want to read some reaction here just when we were talking about the past and what Ryan Poles said about the past. I just wanted to get to this because usually during Bears season, we get a lot of good stuff from our guy Stonecutter, who's also a bit of a Bears historian, and I do think shares a lot of the issues that I've tended to have. He says, I'm with you regarding the ability of letting go of the past. I'd be lying if there wasn't a part of me saying, here we go again. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't worried about the head coach because the beard doesn't make him any smarter or better at communicating. I'd be lying if I said this wasn't a little tainted and I'm not still holding my nose from the stench of that charlatan giving the city the monorail pitch less than 48 hours ago. But Odunze was sitting there. He fell to 9. I spent the next 5 minutes on Brad Biggs's Twitter slamming F5, waiting for the gut punch. Waiting for the trade down or Dallas Turner or another defensive back. And then they took him. It's not the specific player they drafted, even though I think he's a hell of a prospect. It's the process. The Bears drafted a quarterback and then said, we're going to draft a third weapon. A guy you can argue we don't even really need right now, but we're doing it because we know that maximizing this quarterback in the passing game is the single most consistent way to be competitive in the NFL. And then the GM got on stage and said the old ways are over. Unlike what's going on with Arturis Karnishevis, we didn't have to wait for his actions to match his words. We got the words after the action. We still need the results. There's a chance we won't get them. But for once, they got the process right, and I'll be damned if I'm not going to enjoy it.
Is that a little head nod to Florence and the Machine? The old ways are over.
The dog days are over.
I'm saying,
now.
But if you could put that
the
to that too.
The old ways are over now. Yeah, I guess you could. Florence and the Machine.
We got to add that to this.
Matt Bowen is going to give us draft thoughts next. You thought the show couldn't get any better? You're wrong.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.